Precious Heavenly Father, we are indeed very grateful unto you for this grand opportunity you have given unto us to gather in your house again this morning, this evening for this midweek prayer meeting. Lord, we are grateful unto you for your watchful eyes over us since we parted here on Sunday evening. Thank you very much for your cares over us, your protection, traveling mercies you granted to your people, guiding our footsteps, the students in their schools, the workers, the business people. Father, we thank you that there was no evil report, no bad news from anywhere. Thank you for healing our sick bodies. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you very much, O Lord, for making a way for us from far and near, O Lord, individual, family by family, to be here this evening. O Lord, we have come according to your word. We are two or three are gathered together in my name. There I will be in their midst. Welcome your presence, Heavenly Father, wholeheartedly. We want to thank you very much for the worship service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for these hymns, O Lord, and the choruses that have been sung to express our gratitude unto you. Blessed be your wonderful name. May you forgive us of every shortcomings and sins, O Lord. May they all come under the blood. Help your unworthy, unprofitable servant as I stand, O Lord our God, before this audience, Heavenly Father. Lord, may you take me as a man out of the way. Sanctify this vessel, Lord. Sanctify the listeners, Heavenly Father. May all be partakers of your blessings. Salvation we ask for. Healing we ask for. Deliverance we ask for. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. Refilling, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, may you touch the heart of the sinners, Lord. Help us, our Father. Everywhere in our country, in other nations, may your presence be with your people. Help your servant over there at Bakatari. Bring him back home safely. Help Brother Oyedepo, Lord, in his journey now. See him through to Ghana safely, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name, Lord. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint each one of us to be able to pray and anoint our heart with faith and grace to believe your word. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. While we are here standing, shall we turn in our Bibles to the book of Numbers? Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13, we'll read one verse there. Well, I will read the entire verse, but we'll just read just a portion of it. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. May the Lord bless his word this evening to our heart. Shall please be seated. God bless you. Welcome ourselves to church this evening, to this midweek prayer meeting. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank the Lord for his cares and mercies over us. Praise the Lord. This evening, we want to take this sermon, Stand Still. Amen. Praise be to God. This is Caleb among the 12 spies that were sent to Jericho to go and spy the land. According to the word of the Lord, to Moses, his prophet. Because in verse, in chapter 13 in there, from the beginning of it, send in 12 men, one man from each tribe. Let them go and spy the land, which I have given them. Amen.
Then Moses chose one from each tribe. Then we see Caleb here, the son of Jephunneh. And then Joshua, the son of Nun. And they went. Along the way, the Bible made us to know that it was the time of the fig tree pomegranates. And they caught a cluster, the fruit of that land, as an evidence that truly the land that God promised them when they were back there in Egypt, as God met with Moses at the backside of the desert, I've heard the groanings of my people. I've heard their cry. And I remember my promise. And I've come down to deliver them. And I'm sending you. Moses protested, gave excuses, but God said, I am sending you anyhow. Then he gave him two signs. I want us to listen very well. He gave him two signs. With this, they will believe you. Okay, if I get to them now, what will I tell them your name is? Because they will ask, what is your name? What is the name of the word I sent you? Tell them, I am that I am. Amen. He went with those two signs. If they will not believe the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the second sign. So he went, and God told him that I've sent Aaron, your brother, he's going to meet with you. And when Moses was going, God spoke to Aaron in the wilderness, go and meet Moses. He's on his way coming to you. Hallelujah. When they met, they greeted each other and told him this. And they went and called the elders of the people of Israel and performed these miracles before them, these two signs. And the Bible made us to know that the people believed that truly God had visited them. Amen. And they went unto Pharaoh and they told him, thus said the Lord, let my people go. Israel is my firstborn. Let them go and serve me in the wilderness. Like that. Pharaoh said, who is God? Who is the Lord? I don't know the Lord. Why should I let the children of Israel go? God help us. Okay, show me a sign. And he performed the sign. Oh, chief magician. Forget. Then he called his magicians and then they performed the same thing. But the rod of Aaron that was dropped down swallowed the snakes of the magicians. And he picked it up again and became rod in the hand of Moses. With this rod, God made Moses by his word to perform these wonders and signs in the land of Egypt. Place upon place, terrible things that happen, diseases. We all know this thing. But now, they came out of Egypt by the hand of the Almighty God. Amen. When they came out of Egypt, it was when they came out of Egypt, chapter 13, that God appeared unto them in the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day. Hallelujah. Leading them. Praise the Lord. And God told Moses, listen, Moses, tell the people that they should. The Bible made us to know that God took them. They could have passed through the way of the Philistines, because that is nearer to the promised land. But God made them to pass through the way of the Red Sea. He said, because if they should see war, they might want to go back to Egypt. Because God has already said, this Egypt that they came out of, they will never go back to that place anymore. God watches over his word. Then God told Moses, I'm going to harden the heart of Pharaoh, that he will pursue them, and I'm going to get in honor upon the Egyptians, that the whole Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. Amen. And they left. When they left, truly, news came to Pharaoh that these Israelite people, they have escaped. He said, why should we allow them to go from serving us? Then he chose to know, God made us to know, he chose special chariots and special horses and put captain over them. What God had in mind from the beginning, all that God did in Egypt, Moses was not satisfied. But what God had in mind was to destroy Pharaoh and his army and his chariots and his horses in the Red Sea. So they pursued. And God said, I'm going to harden his heart. If God said he was going to do anything, God will go to any length. God help us. Listen to this. Stand still, please. 570518. You are there? Right. Kindly go to paragraph 13. Okay. 12 there. After the scripture reading. I want to take my text as stand still. Now, we are in a day of frustration. Everywhere is full of panic, fear, anxiety, worry, confusion. Prophet said, that is the day we are living. The whole world seems to be frustrated. Not only in our nation frustrated, but the nations of the world is in a frustration. Everybody is nervous. They don't know why. Praise the Lord. But we thank God today. People that's going to be fearful signs. A sign of the coming of the Almighty God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Men's hearts defending them for fear, anxiety, worry, nation against nation, restlessness, worry everywhere. Oh, God help us. Now, the Bible says, sometime ago in Africa, 13 now, I was watching a scene that was most outstanding. And it brought me to realize this. I was watching through binoculars. And I saw a little lamb that has strayed out from the corral in Africa, where they keep their sheep and their goats and things in the corral. But this little fellow was outside. He was eating, and all at once, the little fellow became nervous, frustrated. Oh my. And I couldn't see for my life why the little fellow would be so shook up. And I happened to notice, way down below him, in the weeds, the tall African weeds, there was a great black male lion that smelled the lamb and was leaping up to him. The little fellow, the sheep cannot smell the lion, but he has a sense of something that excites him. And he could sense with that there is something going wrong somewhere. That's exactly what is happening today to human beings, nationwide, all over the world. Fearful sight. God help us. All right. 15, please. And this little lamb, he was nervous. And he was sitting all right. First, but then he became nervous. And he just couldn't stand still. There was something taking place that he could not see. And the lamb cannot smell his enemy. But there was something there locking that made him nervous. Praise God. All right, let me bypass this one because of our time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 17, please. It is a nervous age. What is it? Then I give this solemn warning to the capital C church. Amen. Stand still. God always commands to stand still before he does anything. The church is a neurotic stage. Every church is apostolized and pulling and fusing and stewing. It is a neurotic age. But stand still. Now, that is the message. God is commanding you and me. We are only repeating these things that we know. May God help us. Because we don't know who is who. We don't know what can come to me. I don't know what can come to you. You don't know what can come to you. You don't know what can come to me. But the word of command is stand still. Let us have assurance that all is well. In any situation, we find ourselves, whether individual, whether as family, stand still. Praise the Lord. Notice Caleb here. The people had just come back, despised from over into the promised land. They were Kadesh Barnea, and they have been brought through many trials and have seen the hand of God. A very beautiful picture of the full gospel church, and many of them have become discouraged and upset because so many different reasons and things has happened in the church. But that don't take away the real thing. God is calling his church to halt. He's calling his church to halt. Stand still. Don't be jumping and running, not knowing what you are doing. Come back to the world. Come back to Christ. Praise the Lord. These people have come to the promised land. They view the whole place. And then 10 of them brought evil report. And the heart of the people were melted. They came back and discouraged the whole congregation of Israel. But right there, Caleb steal the people before Moses. Keep quiet. What are you talking about? Why are you bringing negative confession, negative testimony? We all see the land, and this is the evidence. Who wants to take out of it? Let them partake out of it. Oh, man. Keep quiet. Didn't you remember what happened in Egypt? What are you talking about, you people? Oh, man. When they came out of Egypt, let me read something here for us. God bless our soul. Amen. When they came out of Egypt, and they came to the rescue while on their way. Don't forget the Bible made us to know there was mountain this side, desert this side. Rescue. Where are they going to climb to? This is the desert. Then Pharaoh pursued with his special horses and special chariots and put captain over there. And he led them. The woman made us to know this. Oh, man. Most is standing there. Let me read, please. Give us Hebrews chapter 1, 57:09-01 in the morning. Let me read this to the brethren. Blessed be the name of the Lord. While they were going with confidence. What is that telling them? I don't know. Can they go to paragraph 139? Here come the children of Israel walking in the light. Amen. Moses going on before them. The pillar of fire leading. Hallelujah. The only one. Come on. This is the way God is calling. We are going out. We are going to the promised land. Oh, hallelujah, they were rejoicing. Here they all were shouting and jumping and having a good time, you know. And then the first thing, you know, they look back and say, oh, what is that dust? Hallelujah. Pharaoh's army, the chariot, the horses, specially chosen, running after them. Suddenly they look back and saw dust in the sky. And what they made us to know here, one of them, 140 now, climbed up on the hill and said, oh, alas, alas, it is Pharaoh's army. And fear gripped the people of God. And they cried out unto the Lord in fear, in unbelief. And they spoke harshly to Moses, the leader that God had given to them. Are there no grace in Egypt? This is what he told you. What did they tell him? That is where the question comes. Where did they tell him? Tell him. When they saw the miracles, the Bible, and they believed. And they went to Pharaoh. Church, God help us. When they cry in fear, listen to the prophet. This is what I have told you. Then Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. These Egyptians, these enemies, these uncircumcised people that you see today, you will see them no more forever. God will fight for you and you will hold your peace. Amen. And when Moses cried unto the Lord, God said, why cry? Speak. Our prophet said, there is no retreat in our God. What God expects in church today is to move on. Move on, brother. Move on, sister. This is the moving time. Hallelujah. Move on a little closer. Where the spirit, where the water is flowing? Stream is flowing. Hallelujah. Peace of God that passes all understanding. Registered in the heart of his children. Joy of the Lord, unspeakable. Where there is sadness, where there is sorrow, where there is grief, where there is restlessness. Oh man. Where there is confusion, everywhere anxiety, everywhere. God commands you and me to stand still. God said, what are you scared about? When they cried, you know, God knew they cried, you know, believe. Because God made us to know that, and they were so afraid. Eruba won't giddy giddy. They are, man is man anytime, any day. Man always forget the things that God has done in the past. Oh, when trouble comes now, they will begin to agitate, begin to shake. God wants us to be peaceful, to have rest in our soul. And that has shown that he is able. Stand still. What are you scared about? Didn't you believe what I did down there? What are you worrying about? Why you make me angry with this your restlessness, with this your unbelief? You are frightened by these people. When I've already told you, I'm taking you to a promised land flowing with milk and honey. Oh. When I told you, through my servant, I've heard your prayer. I've seen your suffering. I remember my promise to my servant, your father, Abraham. I've come back to deliver you. And I'm sending my servant, and here you are. He brought you out. Here is the pillar of fire. I'm leading you. Why are you scared? Brothers and sisters, may God help us. Bear with me in my little way. When they went down there, Moses went out and interceded to God. God just opened up the Red Sea and they walked across, closed the enemy in. That is the way God does it. Amen. That is why the prophet made us to know. It is because God is rich in mercy. He will not allow Moses and the children of Israel to perish with the uncircumcised Pharaoh and his army. That same God we are serving today. May God help us, church. Don't get scared. It's an admonition to us this evening, brothers and sisters. Don't get scared. Don't get all excited. Be careful for nothing the scripture says. Amen. Be anxious for nothing. But with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. No matter what comes our way, we should not be scared. Don't get scared. Don't get all excited. Don't be frustrated. You provoke God. Brothers and sisters, when we are writing our requests, let us write positive requests, not negative requests. There is no power of witches, no power of wizard, no power of juju, nothing. Listen. Nothing can defeat the purpose of God for your life. That is settled in the book of God. Because heaven and earth will pass away. Every seed of Abraham, look, the pedigree seed of Abraham will possess the gates of the enemy. Help us, church. Help us, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You provoke God when you are scared of the enemy. Listen, church. Whether your business is going on fine or not, God is in it all. God fights for his children, no matter what they are facing. God is more than Jesus, our God, is more than match for the enemy. Oh my God, help us. Praise the Lord. Whatever you are facing, God is in control. Relax. Relax, brother. Relax, sister. God is in control. Let me read this. Then what did he do? What did God do? Look like, well, we had one big fire. Bless God. We got over it. We won't have no more. You are saying amen. I say amen. Listen to the prophet now. He said, look. He said, the people are saying now, well, we had one big fire. He said, bless God now. We got over it. We won't have no more. We are on our road to the promised land. Listen. And he led them right out into the desert where there was no water. Listen. Remember now, he has already destroyed Pharaoh and his army and his chariot. Because when they got to the other side, now, Pharaoh said, is this not the road that they tread? No, they enter in. Come on. Let's enter in. And they enter in and pursue after them. They pursue. A time came that the Bible made us to know, God removed the wheels of their chariot. And just drag it. Some specially chosen chariot. And specially chosen horses. And Pharaoh leading. The son of Sangosai, who was not given the promise, because they were not in the covenant of God. God wanted to destroy them, to show his honor and glory. God fights for his children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When he allowed them to go into the middle and remove the wheels, Pharaoh cried, let us turn away from the children of Israel. Thank you, my brother. For the Lord, let us flee from the face of Israel. For the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Stand still, my brother. Stand still, my sister. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. With this now, They thought they are not going to have any more trial. But God now let me read something. Hallelujah. And he led them right out into the desert where there's no water. Could you imagine? Go with his sanctified holy people. Let them ride out in this trap. Then cut them out of that trap and let them ride out here where there is no water. Hallelujah. When he could have taken, when he could have taken them some other way where there was water. Bring it to the church today. Bring it to our individual. Why? He could just make a river all the way along if he wanted to. He could have broken every mountain into joy, spotting water 50 feet in the air. If he wanted to, sure, he could. Our God still reigns. But if he did that, it would be too easy. May God help us. Christianity, brothers and sisters, we soon close. It's not a bed of roses. May God help us. Why did God let this happen, Brother Abraham? Why did God? God is doing that. Let him alone. Just walk on. That is God's business. The footprints of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Yes, sir. What difference does it make? Lost all my money? Brother Abraham, well, bless God anyhow. Oh, I did this and this happened. Storm blew away my house. Bless God anyhow. The Lord give. The Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just keep walking on. It is all the glory of God. God knows what he is doing. Church, may God help us. Whatever we are passing through, God is in it all. He knows all things. He look at our heart. Whether we really believe or not, may God help us. Witches are nothing. Wizards are nothing. Oh, goodness. Look, it is time to forget about all this witch something. Wizard. This one doing me. That one doing me. My business is not functioning. Every power of witches, power of wizard, let them. Look. They cannot torment a child of God. Listen. God told Papa Abraham, your father, my father, the father of faith. The father of Christianity. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. Then the woman now caught him. He said, if God is your shield, how can the devil hit you? No way. We are safe and secure from all alarm. God help you. God help you. Brothers, sisters, let us stand still. No matter what you are passing through, sickness, infirmity, this one, that one, stand still. And see the glory of God. He is still healing today. I'm the Lord that healed all your diseases. Let me stop and say this, brothers and sisters. We'll go to pray. That will pay for taking your time. Brother Bram, that scripture of Isaiah 53, verse 5, 6. The prophet said, put your name there. The prophet doesn't speak for speaking sake. Put your name there. By his stripes. I your daily Babala, was already healed. Past. You follow me? We should not be suffering in the midst of plenty. God still deliver today. I will never forget June 1st, 2016. Bear with me. It's my testimony. Maybe I still see more. I will never forget June 1st. And next Sunday is going to be June 1st. I mean, Sunday after this one. It's going to be June 1st. That day is in my heart. It has stuck to me. What happened to me? That was the day Satan thought he could cripple me. But God proved me, said that he's still alive. He's still a deliverer. He's still a healer. How many times Satan comes? 1,000 times to you. He will come 1,000 times empty-handed. And he will go back 1,000 times empty-handed. Because why? God is not yet through with you. Heaven and earth will pass away. I will never forget June 1st. When I was in Lagos, I didn't tell my son Joseph that I was coming for his ordination because there was no money. Somehow God made a way. And I traveled, didn't know I was coming. I stayed with him in his brother's house at Ketu. Then, when I was taking my bath, my bed, I sleep. And my buttock hit the floor like this. Like play. I didn't tell the boss. But Peter and James didn't tell them. James, you know, escorted me down, gave me, I mean, put me on the bike, stop at so place, then take Okada from there to a so place. At Owuru. When I took that Okada at Owuru, and I was going between here and the door there, the motorcycle sadly hit a piece. And that is where the problem started. For 5 hours, we sat down, did ordination, did preaching. Then we left. When we left, I told him, I said, I have injury this morning. I fell down. I slept. I have to send hope. Let them come and help me carry my son because I couldn't climb the hill. I know what it was. Here am I today. I told Satan, you cannot cripple me. As long as God has need of me, you cannot maim me. You cannot cripple me. Because why? Satan, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I was already healed. There are people that are like that, that felt like that. That was the end. Somebody was trying to poke the unbelief into my heart. Just bear with me. Somebody was trying to poke unbelief into my heart. he said, bro, I give you this bucket, but make sure, you know, how you bend, and things like that. And look at this, because somebody bent like that, and he had a fracture. I mean, what is it called now? What am I, please? Spinal cord something. I say, I reject it. Altitude, I reject it. Look, my bending, my standing up, I say, I always tell Satan, my bending, my rising up is for the Lord. Satan, you cannot hurt me. May God help us. Stand still and see the glory of God. Let us pray. Don't let the word of God become too common to us. Don't let the word of God be too common to us. God is still God. He's unchangeable. Don't get scared, my brother. Don't get scared, my sister. Kick fear and worry out of your heart. He knows what you are passing through. God's purpose for your life, Brother Abraham said, God's purpose for my life cannot be defeated. Because nobody can defeat the purpose of God for the life of God's children. Brother, stand still. Jesus is more than match for Satan. Speak to God. Keep on believing. God still answers prayer. Don't you be heavy laden. Don't you be heavy body. And Satan tempt you so. Remember, God still loves you. For he will answer prayer. It's a prayer answering God. Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God in my life. Nothing means nothing can defeat the purpose of God for your life or my life. It's a prayer answering God. He is never a disappointment. He's never a failure. The bride is moving on, church. Brothers and sisters. We'll get to it on Sunday. The Bible said, you just come and say this. If you can stand still, you will see the glory of God. Worry has no virtue. Fear torments. God knows how to take care of his own. God knows how to meet our daily needs. No matter if you have a store side by side another person, unbeliever, whether man or woman, God takes care of his soul. Oh my. Why do we pray? Why do we raise the request that God should rebuke the devourer for his children? God is still rebuking the devourer for his children. Oh yes, sir. He's still rebuking the devourer because he's an unchangeable God. Stand still. I may not have enough grammar to qualify anything, but just stand still is the command to the church. When we see things happening around us, it should cause us to rejoice. We should be stable in our heart, that it is well. We have heard the message. Shalom. This shalom cannot be bought with money. Oh my. It cannot be bought with popularity. Oh my. It cannot be bought with position. Hallelujah. It is God giving shalom, peace. Of God himself, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Because whatever the world gives, he takes back. This peace is what God himself giveth. Oh, hallelujah. He passes all understanding. Oh, stand still. God still answers prayer. God promised salvation for you and your household. He promised healing, he promised baptism of the Holy Spirit. Let us go on and possess the land. Our promised land today is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That blessed assurance in our heart. Oh God. Let's meditate on these things. Heaven and earth will pass away. My word will fail. Your word will fail. But God's word can never fail. Because he always proves himself. There's anybody that have anything in your heart this thing as a request? Just as a formality, will you please raise up your hand unto the Lord, not unto man? As I ask the pastor to come and lead us, pray for us.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you again for our gathering together unto you this evening for this midweek meeting. Thank you very much, Father, for being with us as we parted from here on Sunday, going out and coming in. It be a very watchful eyes to gather this step we take. We'll be meeting and these will be fighting our battles. Thank you for reminding us again tonight that your word is infallible. Whatever you have spoken is dependable. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the joy of your word will never pass away unfulfilled. You have no rival. You are the Almighty God. Every other power is subject to you. Father, we thank you. The promises that you have made concerning us, they are yea and amen. And they are dependable, O God. Promises of provisions, they are dependable. Promises of healing, they are dependable. Promises of protection, they are dependable. Father, all your promises are dependable. Take away fear. Take away unbelief. Take away doubt. Take away frustration. Take away anything that will make the enemy to make us to doubt any of your word. Thank you for your children. They have spoken to you after this exhortation as of still raise their hands. Whatsoever those needs might be it for physical needs, material needs, financial needs, spiritual needs, you are God who knows all things. Meet us at the point of our needs. Bring to manifestation the promises that you have made, that our joy might be full. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Bless your servant that you have used and replenished me for the virtue that has left him. While we leave the rest of the service into your hands, when he comes, we be praying, inspire us to pray as we come as saints. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.
Please, before I hand over to the associate pastor, let me correct it. It has been said one time or the other. Some people have not yet gotten this. The prophet made us to know. We don't have time on Sunday, and I don't want to forget. The prophet made us to know that when we are writing requests or anything, he made us to know in church age book. He said we should give, is it, honor and majesty to that name of Jesus Christ. Are you following me? He said we should always, now when you are using small, please, can I have another something? Please, take it. When you are using small H, or using small he, that is for Jesus now. Jesus, for Jesus, or small he, for the Holy Ghost, It is wrong. This one is wrong. Are you there? Yeah, that we don't know. It is wrong. Prophet said we should always use capital H. Capital H for He, Christ, Jesus now. Or for the Holy Ghost. Capital H. Capital. Bear with me. Oh. Then capital H for His, Jesus, the Holy Ghost. When you are using this is right, this is right. Are you there? As you cannot use small g for God, is that we should always use, capital H for He, His, Holy Ghost, capital H in this request this evening. One or two of them is just using small h for He. That is disrespecting the honor and majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. That is what the prophet taught us from right from Moshasa. Know this. Let us take note. Some people are still writing using small h for He or for His, or small h for the Holy Ghost. God bless you. Shalom.
Our kind Heavenly Father, we bring our appreciation unto you for making a way for this number of us to be in church for this midweek prayer meeting. Lord, we thank you for joining messages you gave to us to be in church, and we thank you for the worship service. We thank you, Lord, for the preaching aspect of the service. Lord, the great things that you reminded us of. We are very grateful unto you. We pray that none of us will be a forgetful hearer. May you give us revelation of the things that we have been taught. Dear God, we pray that your own faith will cement your word in our heart. May you uproot every fear and unbelief. Give us your own faith, dear God. Lord, help us not to be like the children of Israel. Lord, we are full of doubt and unbelief and fear in the wilderness, for which things sake the Lord was not pleased with most of them. We pray, O God, that you help us, Lord, to have the revelation of what we hear on daily basis. Grant it, dear Father. We ask, O God, that your Spirit will water what we have had in our hearts, that it might bring forth its expected fruits. Thank you, Eternal Father. Thank you, Lord, for all the requests that we have had, those that were written and we prayed over, and those, O God, that we have on the slide that we pray over constantly. Lord, we know that we are Christians, and Lord, we have prayed according to your will. Lord, we pray, dear Jehovah God, that we give us faith to believe our prayers, dear Father, and give us expectation in our hearts, Lord, to be in expectation of the manifestation of this request. Grant it, dear Father. Once again, we request to bless your servant and lead all the on of his ministry. Thank you for your servant that traveled to Ghana. Lord, we appreciate, Lord, joining us you have given to him today. We bless your holy name. We pray, O God, that you will be with him and see him through all the period we spend there. When he will be coming back, may you bring him back with abundance of testimonies. Be with his family in his absence, and be with all of us also. Thank you, Eternal Father. The servant that went to Bagatari, we pray you bring him back tonight safely. Lord, as we commit our going out into your hand, you brought us safely after you have dealt wondrously with us. May your grace take us back home safely. Lord, give us a wonderful night's rest. As you commit the rest of the week into your hand, that your grace will take care of every day, Lord. Be with students, workers, and business people, and watch over travelers also. Thank you, Eternal Father. Lord, by your grace, Sunday when we assemble back in your house, we pray, Lord, that one more time you will send your blessings upon us. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. is a torchlight that maybe was misplaced by someone and is with the officers. If you lost one, please find out if it is yours. The Lord bless you. Brother Joseph Edepo has traveled to Ghana today, and I think this evening he arrived Ghana safely. So we trust that the Lord will be with him. Let's continue to pray for him, for stay mercies, and for God to use him greatly in all the places we have the privilege to preach. And trust the Lord that when we will be coming back, Lord will bring him with abundance of testimonies. The Lord bless you. Those who indicated going to attend the birthday at Ijebu on Saturday, I'm sure we have the something still in that place, and we also have the soft copy in the church. May we refresh it. We'll put it back in the church group also, so that it will serve as guidance and a code. The access card has been sent for those who indicated. That's what will be used for entrance at the place. Otherwise, you may be denied access to the place. So you will get the access code from the deacon. God bless you. Shall rise. I believe God with all my heart that it shall be done, even as he said. Oh, trust and obey. Look up and say, oh, I believe, do you believe? I believe God with all my heart. That it shall be done. God bless you. Even as it trust and obey.
Bow down, we pray. loves you, and he has.